Hello, everyone. My name is Jesus Aguilar. I'm a technical evangelist located in New York City. I focus on Azure as well as modern app development. All right, so today I'm going to show you how you can implement full text search capabilities for your mobile application using Azure Mobile Services with a .NET backend. So full text search is one of those things that users expect, but in many instances, it's just really hard to implement. And this is particularly really hard for sometimes, it becomes really hard to do for mobile scenarios. So having this capacity, this capability in your application could allow you to deliver really, really cool experiences for your end users. So today I'm going to walk you through the creation of a backend solution using Azure Mobile Services, which indexes data, backend data, and enables search capabilities for your application. So enough said, and let's just dive into the approach. But yeah, before that, let me just give you a quick overview on how we're going to do this. So for the approach, we'll be using some of the cool features of Azure Mobile Services, such as custom APIs and scheduled jobs. In addition, I will be leveraging Lucene.NET, which is a stable port of a very popular Java-based library, right? Search library. And also we'll be using Azure Directory Library for Lucene.NET, which is a very handy component that allows you to manage in a super easy way the Lucene index using Azure Storage. At a high level, the solution consists of capturing whenever changes occur in the data, that is when the data is updated, inserted, or deleted, and queue those changes using a cloud queue, right? And then we have an indexer job that is constantly listening for changes from the queue, right? And it will update the index accordingly. So one important point that is important to call out is that having a single queue is a key aspect of the solution, as we want to make sure that the order in which changes occur, is maintained, right? So whenever you insert something, then if it is later updated, you need to make sure that the indexer job does perform those changes in that particular order. Finally, what we'll do is we'll create a custom API that will leverage Lucene to perform the search and return the results back to the client. Sounds good, right? You know, it's straightforward. I'm going to show you all that, how to do that in a demo. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to Visual Studio. We're going to create a new project. And then we're going to select Azure Mobile Service. So now in order to see this project, you need to have update 2 of Visual Studio 2003 release candidate. So we're going to call this project AMS Search. All right. Just click OK. And while Visual Studio is creating the project, let me tell you what the project's all about. If you guys are familiar with mobile services, you see that the sample that we show all over the place is a to-do list. So that's exactly what's happening here. We're actually creating a project based on the web API and .NET, and that project is basically the to-do list and all the operations to manage that data. Really cool. So let's go to the project and start seeing, you know, how is this structured. Since this is based on the web API, the whole concept of interacting with the API is based on the MVC pattern. So we have a controller here, and that controller handles all the interactions between the client and the to-do table where all the data is stored. And as you can see here, we have operations for the select based on open data. We have an operation here that responds to a GET request with a particular ID, right? And then we have the other operations that essentially update information. So we have the patch operation that updates the item. We have the post operation that inserts the item into the database. And then we have the delete operation that deletes the item from the database. So these are the operations that we need to change. So whenever a change occurs, then that change is added to a queue that then later the scheduled job is going to pick up. So the code to do that is actually straightforward, and I have it right here. I'm going to copy paste that into my controller here, and let me make the font slightly bigger so you can see in more detail the changes. So what you can see here is when we initialize the controller, we just create the reference to the Cloud Q client, and then we just updated the operation, so whenever the changes occur, that change is actually stored in the queue. So what we do is we just serialize the object, and then we add that object to the queue. So we do that for all the operations. For the patch operation that correlates to an update, we do it here. For the insert operation that correlates to a post, we do it here too. And then finally, for the delete operation, we just do it here as well. All right, so now we have the operations updated with the logic that will maintain the queue. Now, the next thing that we need to do is we need to create our scheduled job. So the scheduled jobs in actual mobile services when you're using .NET as the backend are stored in a folder called scheduled jobs, right? And the way you implement these jobs is by deriving a class from a scheduled job, from the scheduled job class. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to copy paste implementation of this. First, I'm just going to rename it to something that is more appropriate, like indexer job. And I'm just going to copy paste implementation. And let's take a quick look at the implementation as well. So what we do here is we obtain a reference to the Cloud queue, and then we read from the Cloud queue up to 20 messages per iteration, and then we just, depending on the case, we'll update the index accordingly, right? So if we are receiving an item that was deleted, we will delete that item from the search index. If the item was just inserted, then we'll add that item to the index. And then, if the item was updated, then we'll just update that item in the index. So now at this point, we have the controller updated with the code that will maintain the queue. We also have a new indexer job that will update the index of Lucene, right? So now the next thing that we need to do is we need to create a custom API that is going to expose the search functionality for our clients, right? And to do that, we go to the controllers folder again, and then we add a new controller. We're going to select a custom controller because this is a custom controller. It doesn't have a table behind it, so it needs to be selected as a custom controller. And I'm going to call this controller search. I'm going to copy paste the code, implementation, there you go. I'm going to copy paste the code here. There it is. A couple of references that we need to resolve here. Let me go over those. All right. So the implementation is actually very straightforward as well. We'll just the implementation is very straightforward. We're just using our Lucene API to parse a query and then use that API to perform the search. And then we will just return to the client a key value pair. And then we will just return to the client a list of key value pairs with the results. So that's it. So at this point, the last thing that I need to do is to make sure that I have the connection string for my cloud storage in my web config. So So after updating the web config, we should be able to run the application. So one of the really cool things about having a .NET backend for your Azure mobile services is that you can run the full project locally. So that's what we're going to do right now. All right, and the goodies don't stop here, actually. Not only you can run it, you can also try it out without actually having a client, which actually I think is really cool. So let's do that. So as you can see, you have a list of all the operations that your API exposes, including the job as well as the custom API that we just implemented. And the first thing that we're going to do, we're going to insert a new item. So I'm just going to modify the JSON so with some relevant information here. So text is, I need to buy tickets to the next Pearl Jam concert. Yep. And I haven't done it yet, so it's going to be false. So I'm going to send that to my API. Here you go, and we got a response back. So the fact that we got an ID and some other information, that means that the record was inserted into the database. So we're good to go. So now that we have a record in the database, we also have a record in our queue. So what we need to do is go back to our API documentation page and then execute the job. So the name of the job was indexer. And let's execute it. Here you go, we got a 200 response, so that means that the job was executed correctly. So at this point, we should be able to search on the item that I just created. And we're gonna do that by using the custom API that I just implemented. So the search query is gonna be Pearl Jam. And we just send. And here you go. We got the response back. It found one item with that particular, it found one item that matched that criteria, and I got it back. So this is working. Great. Good news. So now, once you have your application up and running here locally, you can just deploy it directly from Visual Studio by right-clicking on the project. And then do publish. Now, in this particular case, I already have a mobile service already created. So I'm just going to select that one. But you can also create a new one from here if you want to. Then publish. Great. Now our mobile service has been published and it's ready to go, and you can try it directly from here if you want to, or you can try it from any client. So that's it. Thank you very much. Looking forward to the next episode, and thanks for watching.